soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on March 6, 2021. This is called the isms of the church world. And I'm going to illustrate, first of all, what I intend to relay by a great biblical example. There was a man named Peter who was in a religion called Judaism, who met Jesus, then left it to follow him. One day, Jesus asked Peter, "Who do people say that I am?" And Peter answered, "Some say you're a prophet, this prophet, that prophet, Jeremiah." But Jesus said, "Well, who do you say that I am?" And Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus acknowledged that what Peter knew about Jesus was the truth, and it was the truth that no man had shown him, taught him, gave to him, other than God the Father himself. The Father had revealed this to him. And this is how the Spirit of God teaches us. We receive illumination, a quickening, God showing us and giving understanding and perception of the truth. We are then taught of and by God. Jesus said, "All that are taught of God come to me." He said, "It's been prophesied, they shall all be taught of God." And he said, "Therefore, all that hear and are learned from the Father come to me." Ladies and gentlemen, this is extremely important because he doesn't say they follow a religion, a church, a pastor, a prophet, or any such title that men use. They follow Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Jesus could not have meant that all who learn information about God or the things of God and about Jesus come to Jesus. No, no way. There's a lot of people that have head knowledge of things they heard and learned from other men, but they do not come to Jesus. Many of these learners are disciples of famous or not famous teachers, but they are not taught by God, by the Holy Spirit, as Jesus instructed his true followers. Religion has been around for a long time. We could speak of the ancient Israel and Judah religion that had a mixture of God and idols, of truth and falsehood. A religion that Isaiah prophesied had become so corrupt that they did not even know God. No, they'd forgotten him. From the foot to the top of the head, God said there was not only corruption and wounds, but none of it was tended to. There was only a remnant of faithful ones that God himself had kept for himself. The others were as Sodom and Gomorrah, worshippers of other gods and embracing all manner of evil. At the time of the arrival of Jesus, the religion in Jerusalem was steeped in corruption, from false doctrine by the elders and fathers to running an enterprise, business, off the temple. There were both the sellers and the buyers who ran the system, which had a form of godliness but denied its power. And these are the ones that conspired to kill Jesus because he exposed them. Jesus is the light of the world, and the darkness hates him. Nothing is new under the sun. Jesus went looking for the lost sheep in Israel, and he found some. Men like Peter, Paul, John, James, and many godly women too, followed the voice of the shepherd Jesus. They followed his command and example by laying down their lives unto death, self-denial. This is the way of Jesus. But religion and all of the isms of the world contradict Jesus. They profess to know God, but deny him by their deeds, and it's written. Now Paul, an apostle of God, by the will of God, not of man, not of flesh, but by God. He was a very passionate and zealous religious man when he was in Judaism. It says so in Galatians, Judaismos, or Judaism. He was trained by the best in the craft. He spoke of how he exceeded all his other comrades in the religion. He persecuted faithful disciples of Jesus, thinking he was serving God, even killing some. He in due time met the resurrected Jesus and was struck to the ground, even with physical blindness. And Paul did what he did in religion because of a zeal that was without true knowledge that comes from God. He said he did it ignorantly and in unbelief. And God had mercy and grace on him and called him to his kingdom. Paul became a changed man, a new man, much of which is written for all those who call upon the name of the Lord in sincerity. Paul is the epitome of a person forsaking religion to follow Jesus in his kingdom. I'm convinced that the entire story of ancient Israel and God's dealing with them is a parable. It's an illustration, an example, if you would, of what the church world is today. And you can read Hebrews chapters 3 and 4 and find out what happens to people that experience God and are given much from him, only to fail to receive the prize. Why? Unbelief. Not knowing the ways of God. Always erring in your heart. Loving his enemy, the world. Not obeying him. Not heeding his voice. And if you live this way as they, you will experience the same decay. The ones who conspired against Jesus and God the Father are the same ones opposing him today and throughout history. They are called by Peter the builders that reject the cornerstone, who is Jesus. They build religion. With their natural force and ideologies of iconic teachers, they build a system founded on rebellion, stubbornness, idolatry, worldliness, falsehood, corruption, and much more. It's a counterfeit system that may appear from the surface to be as beautiful as a mausoleum, but on the inside, you know, the heart, is all manner of evil, excess, and extortion. The builders of Judaism built much of what people call today Christianity. The church system itself is in violation of the ways of God and Jesus, and the doctrines are twisted and distorted just as the rabbis of Judaism created to this day. It's Babylonian. Jesus exposed the system. He knew they would succeed in killing him. He knew he would rise from the dead on the third day. He was seen engaging with his disciples for 40 days after his resurrection until he was taken up to heaven in a cloud. And since then, the gospel of the kingdom is heralded by the true servants of Christ. And at the same time, the builders went back to work to rise the religious system by multitudes of isms to this day. An ism is an ism. An ism is not the kingdom of God. Isms may have sheep caught in the tangle of weeds, thistles, and thorns, but Jesus the shepherd calls them out. If they know and hear his voice, they will follow him. If they do not, they may remain and become discipled by the hypocrites and become twice the child of hell than their religious masters. Paul spoke of certain men to avoid. He said they had a form of godliness, but denied its power. They rejected it. There are lots of religious people trained in the system of the isms. They speak of God, Jesus, and the scripture, but like those who Paul said to avoid, they are evil men and imposters. They are fake. But far worse than to be a knockoff copycat of a Christian, they are children of hell, children of the devil, and like him, they are servants of corruption, though they can change shape as servants of righteousness. Paul wept of this fact for 3 years, night and day. Warning, warning, wolves coming in sheep's clothing, not sparing the flock, and men rising up from among the people, making disciples after themselves. It was a big concern for Paul and the Lord himself, of course. God is exposing the charlatans. He said he would reveal every dark thing done in secret. He said it would be shouted from the rooftop. The light exposes the darkness, and those of the light are to reprove it. Paul spoke of these imposters that must be avoided as resisting the truth, as Johnnies and Jambres withstood Moses in his ministry. He said their folly shall be made known and obvious to see. In recent time, great exposures have come to the fore. Men famous and deemed excellent teachers and theologians have been exposed to be anything but a Christian. Sexual perverts and predators doing just what Paul wrote about in 2 Timothy chapter 3. These are men that creep into houses and take captive silly women. They use their exalted persona to take advantage of the prey. From Ravi Zacharias to Falwell Jr. to false teacher Perry Stone, or even the cultish wickedness of Paula White. There are many false prophets and teachers that have gone out into the world, the church world. The builders that reject the cornerstone mean business. They will do anything to remove those in their way. They want what they want regardless of the cost. The Lord will have his assembly built. It's a spiritual house made without hands. It's a habitation of God, a temple, a house where God is glorified in purity, holiness, and truth. Jesus now goes through the land, sowing the true word of God by his followers. They are equipped by God to their service with the pure word of God, with the fullness of the abiding Holy Spirit, the power of God, the motive to have him glorified, and they sow the seed. The seed is the word, and the hearts of men is the soil. As God perfects the things that concerns us, we are to be teachable, pliable, obedient, and faithful. If we are faithful in little, God will give us more, here a little, there a little. And as newborn babes, we are to desire the milk, pure milk of the word, that we may grow thereby. It's a living word that comes from God, and we are to hear it daily. Today, hear my voice, says the Lord. To the degree you hear is the degree it will be given. God will show you many things. He will show you what pleases him. He will show you what displeases him, as he showed Ezekiel the abominations that was in the religion of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 8. Paul, again, is such an example who let the Lord teach him alone. No school, no rabbi, no famous Bible teacher. Paul did not even meet the other apostles for over 3 years. He allowed Jesus to instruct him by the Holy Spirit. John confirms this. We have no need of a man to teach us. God teaches us to love one another. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, which is to abide in you, will teach you all truth, which is no lie. The truth and nothing but the truth. Listen, examine, and test everything and everyone. We are commanded to do so. Follow Jesus. Hear his voice. Obey him. Grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is a command. But there are so many steeped in the isms of the church world and are leavened by the false doctrine of men and the hypocritical manners they live. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is their doctrine and hypocrisy, Jesus says. If you only knew what they are truly doing behind the curtain, it might surprise you, or maybe not. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.